you up.
Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios. Glad to be back home here in the studio after a wild Long Beach show with our good buddy Dale Hightower from Seaguar talking all kinds of great stuff. Fluorocarbon braid and big fish, inshore fish, freshwater bass. It runs the gamut when you're talking fluorocarbon.
I love it when Dale's on here because I always learn stuff about fluorocarbon that no idea existed.
Yeah.
And we're having a great time and talking great fishing. If you want to be a part of it, we would love to have you join us in the second hour of Let's Talk Hookup. It's been a very busy morning on the phone, so I know it's been tough to get through. But if you want to get your shot, there's two ways you can do it. First is the local line. It's 858 area code 457-1090. Or to call us toll-free, that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. Not only going to get to talk to one of the most knowledgeable guys around about fluorocarbon, you're also going to get a shot at a couple of really great prizes. Again, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, first off, one lucky caller is going to win a special six-pack of kicker jigs, perfect for yellowtail fishing, courtesy of Jeff and the boys there at Cedros Tackle on Cedros Island. So a very cool prize pack. And Pete mentioned that cool kayak trip that they're developing. Going to be some really cool stuff coming from the guys at Cedros Tackle. And then another lucky caller is going to win a full custom hand-picked pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon. And it's a kit that includes both the Seaguar Premier and the Seaguar Pink Label, a very cool kit for one lucky caller. And with that is two tickets to go to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. So a couple of awesome prizes. Again, if you want to get your shot, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Our FishDope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They've taken the San Diego processing business to all new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing order, and, as Pete mentioned earlier, those great new tuna burgers. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, and certainly look forward to tomorrow having Sean and Rosie in the studio here with us talking all kinds of processing. That's always a really fun show.
Oh, so yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
Great stuff. We can get you hungry for some good fresh tuna there.
There's nobody that does it better than those guys, for sure. Well, on to the catch report now. We're going to find out what's going on, and we're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, going to start us off with that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Okay, so here we go, guys. It's like mid-March, and we're just, you know, got to suffer through another warm, balmy, flat, calm weekend with lots of opportunity to catch big fish. Let me give you a heads up on a few things going on here. On the outside, those bluefin tunas are still biting on the Cortez, and I imagine there's more than a few boats lined up out there given this weather. Last weekend, I had a friend out there on a private boat. The water on the bank was 63.4 and super clean and big schools of bluefin. Unfortunately, they were being bluefin. They were not biting very well. And there's also a big school of seals out there, and the seals ate everything they hook, which was unfortunate. But it's going to be a very interesting weekend out there with the good conditions and more guys looking at it. San Clemente Island, lots of yellowtails there, lots of Navy grief here this past week, chasing the guys out of some of the areas that were biting good, but it's mostly deep water fish, dropper loops and yo-yo jigs there. Some fish up to the west there outside the nine in the deep water. That's like 25, 30 fathoms is where they're fishing. In the middle of the back, there's been some of that better grade fish. Desperation Reef down there outside of China Point, and then the cove proper is all holding there. Now, at Santa Barbara Island, and I haven't mentioned my favorite island here for quite some time, but with cod season now open again, there's more options to take advantage of up there. But of more interest, the water there at the island, 62, purple blue, and some sign of that bigger yellowtail up there. Personally, I love fishing that little island. Catalina, yellow scattered about the whole island, mostly that smaller grade fish right at the moment. lots of bottom grabbers biting, some decent calico bass fishing for the guys fishing the plastic up in the white water. Just a sprinkle of sea bass here and there, mostly down east there, and virtually no squid, guys. Make sure you take some frozen with you. There is virtually no squid anywhere on the coast right now. It's going to be a tough squid season. And on the coast here is that excellent yellowtail fishing we've had pretty much all winter and is really backed off here a little bit this past week or so, but there is still some good signal. Guys are marking some fish in several areas. Santa Monica Bay's got some good schools up there, and then same setup here off Long Beach. You know, it's mostly deep water fish around the edges of San Pedro Canyon, the 150 and Southeast Bank, and then on the other side of the rigs, the San Gabriel Canyon area there. So we got perfect moons and tides this weekend. We got flat, calm weather. It's time to go fishing, guys.
Time to go fishing, and of course, you got to keep track of it all on fishdope.com. I know Danny and the boys over there. I know you, Dave. A lot of great people report to Fishdope and Danny and give them all the information, the spots, the hot spots, so no matter what you want to fish, inshore, offshore, from the Northern Channel Islands all the way through Mexico, the Mexican border and such, they've got it on fishdope.com. And you get $20 off a new membership on fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUP1090. HOOKUP1090 is the code to save $20 on a fishdope.com membership. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I think we're going to have some really good reports for next week.
Now, are you going to be at Del Mar? I know you were at Long Beach selling books, selling bait tanks, doing all that good stuff.
Doing all that good stuff, yes. We are going to be at Del Mar. Don't have the booth number just yet, but we're going to be there. We're going to be doing some seminars and having a good time.
Fantastic. All right, Captain Mark Wish, we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, Pete. We'll see you guys.
All right. Hey, Catchport, head down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to your buddy Marcos.
Good morning, Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
You recovering from the show there?
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to Del Mar.
The show went pretty well. And, I mean, it's been great fishing. I mean, well, that week you're gone, this week, it's, like you said, some great weather out there. And we're a little spoiled. I know some of us are complaining that it's in the 80s, possibly in the 90s in March, and beautiful weather out on the water. And we're like, oh, man, this is horrible. But if you want to go out there fishing, it's a great time to do it right now. The half-day trips, very good bottom fishing, rockfish, red, sheephead, sculpin, all-around good fishing there. The San Diego has absolutely been killing him down at the islands there. He had 61 yellowtail on Monday, 95 on Tuesday, 54 Wednesday, 92 Thursday, 78 yellowtail, cup of bonito yesterday. All around great fishing.
Crazy.
Here. So
really,
I mean,
March.
It's
middle
March.
Of March.
He's tearing up the islands there. Hopefully, he leaves something for the rest of summer there. But great fishing. The Dan Halfboat out tonight, taking a look down the coast there, see what they find. Lots of options right now. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our schedule up there: the half day, the three quarter day, those Dan Half trips, and you definitely want to make a reservation. It is only March, but we're starting to get into those spring break visits here, and some of those trips have been very busy. So just be on the safe side, make a reservation. You can either do it directly online there, seaforthlanding.com, or you can call the office, 619-224-3383. And, I mean, there's no reason not to go fishing right now with the great weather we're having and the great fishing we're having.
Totally.
Yeah.
It is so nice.
So just curious, what happened last Sunday on the San Diego?
Last Sunday, let's see. Let me take a look here. Yeah.
I have my thoughts.
Only 37 yellowtail. Only 37 yellowtail. I mean,
but was there somebody on the boat that caused that?
I mean, I don't know. Let me find Bob Fletcher.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
I mean, that could have been it. I mean, but
fortunately, Booger and the guys are so good that they were able to rid themselves of that. That cloud that was following the boat that day and get right back to 70 to 100 fish a trip again.
They recovered, so we'll have to keep an eye, keep an eye, make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Sorry, Bob, we couldn't resist.
Hey, for once, it wasn't me that started that one.
Marcos. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come fishing with us, how do we do that?
Again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can make reservations right online there late at night, or if the phone's off the hook here, that's a good option. Same information we take. Put it in there yourself. Goes a little bit quicker. Put your car information in. Just pay online. You can call the office if you have any questions or you just want to talk to someone. I mean, why wouldn't you want to talk to us here? It'd be all fair. 619-224-3383. Visit us in person here. Check out the tackle shop. Get some gear. like I said, I mean, most people probably haven't bothered putting away their gear at this point, but some of those reels might still need a tune-up, so definitely bring them down and get ready for a great season here.
Awesome report, Marcos. Great job, as always. Keep up the great work for all the boys here at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks a lot, Marcos. Hey, we got a special report now. We're going to go live to the Prowler. Captain Buzz is on the line. What's up, Buzz?
Hey, Rick and Pete, how you guys doing?
Doing great. Are you out on the Cortez Bank right now?
We are on Cortez Bank right now, and we slid on a spot of mixed bluefin and yellowtail. The bluefin kept going, but we've got between 15 and 20 yellowtail on the yo-yo right now, and I can see a couple hanging on the bow. So excellent conditions, nice weather, and good-looking stuff.
Wow, beautiful, flat, calm conditions, and you're still seeing plenty of bluefin. It's just a matter of getting them to bite, and they kind of have been biting a little bit better in the afternoon. Is that correct?
That's what I understand. So seeing some first thing in the morning is a good sign.
That's awesome news, Buzz. Exciting that that we know that's going on, and nice that you've got the yellowtail in your back pocket, too, just to keep you busy until those bluefin start wanting to get with it.
That's right. It's like Nick used to say, it's nice to have a layer in the well.
There it is.
Cool.
Hey, Buzz, you're running a day-and-a-half trip. You left last night. You'll be back tomorrow morning. Anything else upcoming for the Prowler here?
We have a day-and-a-half trip scheduled for next Friday night as well, and we will augment that as possible. But for right now, we're on the line for next Friday night, leaving at 7 p.m. from Fisherman's Landing.
All right. You can book online or just call Fisherman's Landing and get on the Prowler next Friday night.
Absolutely. So that's the word from here, guys. I'm going to go back down on deck.
All right. Thanks, Buzz. Appreciate the call from Cortez Bank. I'll bet he's going to whack some bluefin.
I bet you're right. Yeah, especially with good weather that's going on and Buzz at the helm. That's a can't miss.
Yeah, for sure. All brand new shiny Prowler looking good. Yeah.
Good after boat work.
You bet.
All right. Well, hey,
that is our catch report today. Good finish there.
You got it, man. Well, let's jump back into the phones. I know there's some great, very patient callers online. Everybody wants to talk to Dale. So we're going to start with Don calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, appreciate you hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Dale. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Thanks for joining us.
You know, it's pretty amazing when you reflect back, you know, 10, maybe even 15 years on when Spectra came out and fluorocarbon came out and everybody kind of poo-pooed it and just said, no, this is not the stuff. And today I've got every one of my rigs except for one that's Spectra with fluorocarbon top shots. So
isn't that funny? I mean, how many captains, notable captains, notable long-range captains said, you don't need fluorocarbon? Just 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I
remember we've been with Seaguar for over a decade, and I remember working the Fred Hall show the first year we had Seaguar, and we actually had to tell people what fluorocarbon was.
How long ago was that?
Probably
date yourself.
12, let's say 12 or 13 years ago.
Okay, it's not that long ago.
Yeah, it's really as the calendar is, it's not that long ago, and you actually had to educate people. I used to give fluorocarbon seminars at the Fred Hall show, and then ask people in the audience, like, okay, how many's fishing fluorocarbon exclusively? You know, very few hands. You know, how many people have tried fluorocarbon? I mean, it was like, and then I quit doing seminars because everybody was fishing it. And you get very few of those questions in the booth anymore, like, what is fluorocarbon? Yeah. Everybody knows what it is, and the knots have, you know, the knots and attachment, and whether it's the Seaguar knot, you know, the San Diego Jam knot, the, you know, the different connections, you know, the John Collins knot. The knots made it really, I think, accessible to consumers to use it, whether they're, you know, originally they were attaching it to mono, so that's where the Seaguar knot became, you know, well known, and now it's the John Collins knot or, you know, the hollow connections. It's pretty ridiculous in that short period of time.
I remember back in the day it was always thought of, well, you can't use it on big fish because it'll explode. It just doesn't work, and now I bet you if you took a sample of every 200-pounder that was caught with fluoro or without, like, the numbers would just be, I mean, they're in the highest 90%. I mean, it's how we catch them. It's what we do.
And you still see people, even on the long-range boats, using, you know, heavy mono. But I'm doing the abrasion resistance deal. Like, you know, even if you're fishing at night for those big fish, like, I want fluoro strictly abrasion resistant. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not a matter of visual.
Yeah, I mean, we're fishing, you know, dead at night.
Yeah.
So it's the light refraction doesn't become an issue, but that abrasion resistant definitely does.
Makes a big difference.
Well, I'm a big fan of the pink. I really do like it during the day. At night, it doesn't make a lot of difference from my perspective. And then my question today is ageability. How long can you keep fluorocarbon in your tackle box before you really should be changing it out?
Well, I get like one thing to tell most people is that it doesn't break down like monofilament. It's one of its claim to fame is it's UV resistant. So if you keep it in a cool, out of the sunlight, you know, place, I know for a fact on my trip I just got on, I was probably fishing some leader material that we'd had in our samples that were at least a half dozen years old.
No kidding.
Yeah, so, because I know by the packaging,
sure,
like how old the product was. And I still felt confident with it. I think what, and Andy Cates gave one of the best seminars on the boat, you know, and I saw him at the show doing the same seminar. It's like, you know what a really good fishing trip is? When you don't have any fluorocarbon hooks, jigs, or sinkers left.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
And he sees it all the time. Like, people are saving it to fish on the next trip.
Sure.
And he's like, you bought it on this trip, use it. Like, don't be, you know, don't skimp on it.
So if you have wind-ons or fluorocarbon that's 10 years old, can you use it with confidence?
Yeah, I believe you can. But I still think even myself goes, you know, like, I should just be fishing new stuff.
If you have a spool of monofilament that's 10 years old,
I'd be throwing it away.
Throw it away.
If it was,
even if you kept it in the dark.
Yeah,
and
if it was
cool.
3 or 4 years away. Because ozone and other, you know, it just doesn't have the resistance. But, you know, the confidence is the product gets a little yellow tint as it gets old. So a lot of people look at that and are like, it's old and they throw it away. It's probably still as good as the day you bought it. Just the tint changed. But I think the confidence of having really crystal clear leader material makes people feel better.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That
good
is
question.
One thing about Seaguar is it is always exactly that. It is always crystal clear.
Yeah. And that's something they work really hard on as far as the manufacturer goes to get that product to the consumer.
Yeah. Real consistent.
That's it. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Next up, talk to Ralph. Calling us from Hermosa Beach this morning. Hi, Ralph. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Great.
Listen, I had a question for Dale there. You know, when you're fishing a yo-yo for the deeper yellowtail, how do you guys feel about adding a small ring or a small swivel, you know, at the connection above the fluoro to, you know, try to improve the swimming of the jig and then and reduce the twisting of maybe some monofilament?
I definitely know people do that. I mean, there's no question that when you're retrieving a jig at high speed that it twists. If I'm fishing mono, I don't see it as much or feel it as much. When you're fishing braid, you know, you definitely notice it a lot more. So I think braid, you know, and the problem with braid is that when it gets that twist in it and then you put any slack on it, I've seen knots create because of the line twist. So, you know, you can definitely do it. It'll definitely change the way your jig swims.
And not for the better.
So you can eliminate a little bit of that. But, you know, when I'm fishing yo-yo, I'm definitely fishing, you know, mono, you know, and then topped with fluoro on a Seaguar knot. I really don't worry about it. You know, I like the way that jig swims and without it.
Yeah, you know, reducing twist is definitely a potential advantage, but usually putting a swivel or something like that, especially on an iron style jig, it doesn't improve it, but it hinders it. You know, when it's going through the water, you know, it's shaped like a diamond, and the two edges or the two hips, like the water needs to push off of one to get it to move one direction or other, and a swivel basically counters that movement, so you don't improve your jig swimming by adding a swivel or something like that to it. So.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Cedros Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedros Island. Cedros Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedros Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedros Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spear fishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedros Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedros Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedros Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedros Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at CedrosTackle.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. People often ask me, what is a Fred Hall Show? Well, it's San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest travel show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. I love these shows not just because my family name is on them, but because generations of Californians have grown up loving these events with me. Every year the shows are different, but this year we'll be celebrating the greatest saltwater fishing season in over 30 years. We believe that this will be the best San Diego Fred Hall Show ever. The show is packed with thousands of high-quality fishing, fly fishing, and international travel exhibits. There are over 200 interesting seminars and dozens of family fun activities, including the world's greatest knife thrower. There will be more boats on display than ever before. My grandchildren keep asking if it's time for Papa Show. Yes, it's time for Papa Show, the exceptional Fred Hall Show, March 26th to the 29th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Details at fredhall.com. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. You'll find the best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including a complete selection of accurate reels. No one has a better selection of accurate reels than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
Stop by the giant Turner's Outdoorsman's booth at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar with 1,000 square feet of tremendous savings for the first-time angler to the seasoned veteran. The Turner's Outdoorsman's booth will have unbelievable specials so crazy they are only available at the show. Let their expert sales staff get you into the gear you've always wanted. Make the Turner's Outdoorsman's booth your first and only stop to load up on the upcoming fishing season. Turner's Outdoorsman at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar, where the deals can't be beat.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
What's that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Lou? Lou's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Dale. You guys recovered yet from last week?
Yeah, we're getting
still
there.
Working on it.
Still working on it.
Be recovered just in time for Del Mar.
One more day of fishing, I'll be there.
There you go.
There you go. And my question is, if you had to choose a fluoro of any weight for surf fishing, which one would you carry if you only had to carry one?
Well, I think the blue label for lots of reasons. It's abrasion resistant, so, you know, being in the surf and the beating it takes there. The other thing is we only make Fluoro Premier down to 12 pound, whereas Blue Label we make down to 2 pound. So depending on how light of surf outfit you're fishing, you know, we cover it from, I think Blue Label goes from 2 pound to 400 pound.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So we make
Tatsu?
Tatsu would be great. You know, it's abrasion resistance. It's awesome. Double structure. No question about it. Any of the double structure products I feel comfortable recommending for any application of fishing. It just depends on the size. But if you only had to carry one, you know, I'd still tell people Blue Label's still
Blue
the standard.
Blue Label's the stuff.
And because of the size, you know, availability.
Yeah. There you go, Lou. Well,
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to John. Called us from Mira Mesa. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. Well, my question about shelf life was already answered, but sometimes guys like to stretch out their fluoro leader to take the coil out. If you do that, what does that do? Does that affect the tensile strength at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, you're not putting, you know, brake strength type, you know, torque on it. So, I mean, you stretch it out just to take a little bit. You know, I always like to make sure your bait's swimming good. And then, you know, if it's been on a spool, and, you know, like, that's why everybody loves the Flora Premier. I mean, I tell everybody the reason everybody likes it is that you really don't even have to do it with Flora Premier until you get into some really big sizes. You know, when you start getting into 100-pound, 130, 150, it's going to have, you know, it's a stiffer product just because of diameter. But, like, Flora Premier on the, you know, the 30 and 40-pound stuff and lighter, I don't do anything with it. I just attach it and fish it.
So let me ask you this. Let's say you're on a long-range trip and you catch a 100-pounder or a 150-pound yellowfin tuna, and, you know, next bait in could be that 300-pounder. Are you changing your top shot after every fish or every 100-pounder or 150-pounder, or are you letting it go?
I asked that question prior to my trip to some very knowledgeable guys, you know, and I was fishing a 25-foot top, you know, leader. And the reason I like the 25 feet was that, you know, if you get sharked, you know, you're not having to go put a new leader system on. If you do catch one of those smaller grade of tuna, and smaller, I mean, like 100-pounder, you can run your hand up it and cut, you know, 3, 4, 5 feet out if there's some abrasion resistance. And then when it got close to 10 feet, I changed out. But most of the guys say, you know, if you in that 125 grade and below, if you catch a fish on that and your connections are good and you've not been on the fish for an hour, you know, you cut out anything that might be susceptible. Yeah. But I think once you get to the 150-pound grade of fish, which are some of the tougher tuna, I mean, a lot of guys will tell you those teenagers and that 150 to 200-pounders are actually, yeah, I don't chance anything. And then, you know, I've got a second outfit set up with the same thing. So if I, even in question, I'll just go grab an outfit with a, you know, new leader.
Something fresh.
But I guarantee if you catch a cow, you're retiring. You're retiring the whole leader.
Yeah.
You're done.
Change it out, if it looks good.
Yeah, why chance it?
So when a big fish stretches fluorocarbon, does that weaken it?
No, because I don't think weakens it at all. I think I'd be just more concerned about any abrasions, any, you know, little. Because fluorocarbon abrades different, you know. Like mono always had those deep gouges. Fluoro kind of abrades more like somebody ran sandpaper on it. So if you get underneath the boat or, you know, the fish itself. I mean,
push,
I was
push pull other people, anchor lines. There's just so many things that can and do happen in big fish.
And you
fishing.
Could feel it and see it. I mean, it was on the deck and I watched a guy that had not re-rigged and I said, "Hey, have you checked your leader on that rod?" And he's like, "What?" And I go, "I can see from here that you got some abrasion on it." And he had abrasion like 6 feet up. I'm like, "You might want to fix that before you put another bait in."
Yeah.
So I leave nothing to chance. But even on the shorter trips, you know, just fishing the school size yellowfin we saw last year. I do the same
deal. No problem.
Yeah, you know, 6 foot leader and, you know, cut out of it once or twice. And that John Collins knot makes it pretty damn easy to be back in the game with another fresh piece of fluorocarbon.
It's a different deal when you're doing something like that because you've got so much time and money and everything else invested into catching one particular fish, you know. And it's if you catch another 100-pounder, you're stoked and it's an awesome fish. But if you were, you know, everything of that, those trips are different than going on a 5 day where you're going to catch, you know, 15 tuna kind of thing. If your whole goal is to catch that one big bite on that long trip, so you don't want to leave anything to chance.
No.
I mean, you're hunting those fish.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the best way to describe it. You're hunting for those big fish. You're
good enough is fine if it's a 15 or 20-pound tuna. Good enough is not fine when it's a 300-pounder.
Totally.
Or a 200-pounder.
How much are you kicking yourself when you ran your finger on it? Like, well, that's probably all right. Like, that's going to be in the mind the whole time when you've got a heavy fish and big tail beats on your line. The whole time, that's all you're going to be thinking about.
And you think about it even if you think everything's perfect. I mean,
totally.
Yeah, because there's
totally. Just get it.
You have,
just get it in.
You have
just
connections. Right? You have connections. And you're thinking, man, I hope these hold.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Mark. And Mark's calling us from Temecula this morning. Mark, thanks for hanging in there with us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. Hoping to do some popper fishing this summer on the day and a half trips, and I was wondering if you could recommend any particular types.
How fun is popper fishing for tuna? I mean, or anything.
Yeah,
I don't care what it is.
Right.
Just coming back from Panama and Pesca Panama, that we did a lot of popper fishing on that, and stuff.
I'll tell you one that was very successful for us both in size and effectiveness and everything at the shop was made by Williamson, and it's called the Jet Popper.
Yep.
And it's we liked it because it was relatively inexpensive, and it has really good components to it. Some of the poppers that are out there, although very effective, you need to change the split rings and the hooks if you're fishing them and are kind of fishing. And that Williamson Jet Popper was fairly small, so it got bit good, but it was pretty dense. He could cast it a long ways, and it has really good hooks. Like, the hooks are attached via a swivel, but the swivel is, like, sucked up inside of the bait, so the hooks aren't hanging real low, but if a fish is spinning on you, like if you hooked a dorado or something, they just spin around the jig. So that Williamson jet popper was a really good one.
And it really throws water, too.
It does
because
lot,
of the jets in the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. And one thing I'm going to say when you're fishing poppers, spinning reels. I've done it enough. I've seen it enough. Spinning reels work for poppers, period. I mean, you just look at anybody who fishes poppers a lot, they fish a spinning reel. It just gives better action to the popper, period.
What size on that?
Size of
the popper.
The Williamson jet popper, I believe, is that it only comes in the one size. And I definitely could be wrong, but I believe it's the only one. It's about a 5-inch bait, something like that.
It's probably like 2 ounces.
Yeah, I'll get some confirmation for you before the show's over, but I believe it only comes available in the one size.
Yeah, they do make, I believe Williamson does make a larger one, too.
Okay.
But we'll double check on that and get back to you. Hey, hope we get that chance. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Dennis, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Morning.
It's a beautiful day in San Diego, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I'm telling you, I got a lot of friends back in Montana. I'm just laughing. But anyway, I got a couple of questions, two of them. One's a history one, and it has to do with linen. Do they still make it? And if so, what do they do it for? And the second question is, do you ever take a magic marker and near your leader break it up to kind of camouflage? And if so, how would you do it with what colors?
Well, let's see. Linen line, I'm not sure if it's still made. I guarantee there's got to be somebody out there that's got a braider. You know, but
we'll have to ask one of the Avalon Tuna Club members.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Tuna Club guys,
those guys still have a linen tournament, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. So
they get it somewhere. I don't know whether it's just antique stuff or somebody.
Yeah, so I know the linen line's still available out there somewhere, whether it's still made or somebody's got a garage full still. As far as marking up the braid, we had that conversation, you know, in between commercial breaks here, and what I like to do, especially with the hollow core, is like threadlocks made in several colors, including a sky blue, is instead of using a marker, which I've tried, by the way, I've been told to use different. Some of it just doesn't take super well. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I actually splice in X number of feet of the blue on top of my white braid and that's one of the huge advantages of hollow core is that you can splice into itself and be as strong, if not stronger, and not even notice the splice.
Yeah, you can't even see the splice other than two different colors.
Right. There. So I like to use that sky blue threadlock as, you know, the last, you know, 50 yards, and then it breaks up the white. You know, especially if you're fishing really short leaders like I like to fish.
Yeah.
But I know there's guys out there that we were just talking about that do it in red and black, and you know they color mark the last 10 feet.
Sure.
Just to break it up. But if you're fishing hollow core, you definitely have the advantage of just splicing in.
Indeed. You do what works and gives you confidence.
Exactly.
That's it. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
And just for our previous caller, you were right, Pete. That jet popper comes in a 5.25 inch and a 7 inch. And
right.
I know the one we carried was 5.25. I'm sure the 7 inch would work fine, too. But last year, that smaller bait was kind of the ticket to have. So the 5.25 would be the better probably between the two.
For the local fishing here.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this.
Panama.
I went in Panama a couple weeks ago. I had one of those bigger poppers.
Right.
The tuna was almost as big as the popper, and it ate it. I mean, it was like an 8-pound yellowfin tuna, maybe 10 on the outside, and it ate that giant popper, man. It had the whole thing on the side of his face, so, you know.
Everything's different, because I know last year, at least for us, it seemed like that fish was biting on the paws a little better, almost like you'd fish a freshwater, pop, 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 and then stop it. And then on the paw, boom, you'd see him blow up and eat
it.
And it always seemed like for us on that Pesca Panama trip, at least when I was down there, the bigger, flat-faced, giant, you know, chugger-type poppers, when you'd, boom, you know, the more water you could move and the giant spray, and they would eat it right when it was chugging forward. So it seems like, I'm sure just like any type of fishing, they want something at one particular way more than another. So.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Bart Hall is on the line, and Bart, are you recovered yet?
Well, no, I have not. But I wanted to just tell you how fun it is to be back in my kitchen, my normal Saturday routine, cooking breakfast for Jenny and I, and listening to the show. It's really nice. So thanks. Thanks for being there.
Well, thank you, Bart. I know you live up in Camarillo. Are you listening on the Mighty 1090, or are you listening on your app?
I'm listening on my app because my AM radio sucks.
Ah, okay. But while you're saying that, I want to say that we do have a Mighty 1090 app, both Apple and Android app, and a lot of people like Bart listen to us no matter where they are in the world on that app. It's a great app. It works very, very well. Just find in your store Mighty 1090. It's a free app, and you can listen live just like Bart is.
Well, I put my earphone in. Sometimes I'm in the morning, I have to get something. At the market, I put my earphone in, and the meat manager down there is an avid fisherman who goes to Long Beach and Del Mar every year. And he says, well, you're missing the show. I said, no, I'm not. And I show him my earphone.
very good. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, good show. Looking forward to Del Mar. We've been working really hard, and it's going to be a great show down there.
Yeah, it is, and it's going to be the biggest Del Mar ever. Is that am I correct in that?
It's the most booths ever.
Most booths.
At one time, we had to, before the boat business got decimated, we actually had another building that we had boats in, but we've never had as many booths as we have this year. And I think that's all due to the 17% increase in attendance we had last year, which you never see ever in a 38-year-old show. So we're very excited about this one. It looks really great on paper, just like Long Beach looked really great on paper, and it's going to be back.
And it panned out. Long Beach did, didn't it?
It did, man.
Yeah, it really did, yeah.
Yeah, really a fantastic. Any special new things that we're going to see in Del Mar that we didn't see in Long Beach?
Well, as far as activities go, yeah, we have the San Diego County Ford dealers are presenting the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, which we did not have in Del Mar, went in Long Beach, but which we will have at Del Mar. So people should go out on the patio area and take advantage of that.
It's a great time.
And we also have, we did not have a holding kayak seminar room in Long Beach, and we do in Del Mar, and it is packed with great speakers every half hour on the hour from the time we open till the time we close, and it's right next to the Fast Lane Sailing and Kayak Center booth, so it's like a really big area about kayaks, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
I know I was talking to Ron Lane at Fast Lane yesterday about their booth, and they're really going crazy on the booth this year. It's going to be quite a Hobie kayak booth, no doubt about it.
Well, the seminar area is part of their booth. I mean, it must be 100 feet long, It's huge, yeah.
You know, Bart, I was having lunch with my buddies yesterday, and we were talking about the Hunter Steakhouse tri-tip sandwich. And that's only a Del Mar deal, you know. It's like, man, that is like the best food there.
It absolutely is. Now you're going to make the line longer.
Yeah, well, sorry. Indeed.
Okay.
Well, so much good stuff there, Bart. You're making me hungry, and I wish I was sitting there having breakfast. You cooking breakfast, but I know Sporting Chef will be there speaking of food and a lot of other great stuff too, right?
Yes, we'll be sharing the tuna burgers from Fisherman's Processing every day. Scott will be giving you little samples of that.
Yeah, so. And his recipes on our website, like I talked about earlier, hookup1090.com on the Angler's Table page, right on the front page there, or in the Angler's Table blog section. That recipe from Scott is right there.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Bart. We'll talk to you real soon, and looking forward to Del Mar 1 week from Thursday and the 28th of March. Is that correct?
It's the 26th through the 29th.
26th through the 29th of March, excuse me.
Yep.
Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Bart. Nice to hear from you.
Bye, guys.
All right.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time you're going to talk to Ari, calling us from Venice Beach this morning. Good morning, Ari. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Ari.
I just wanted to let you know where you can get that 6-thread linen line.
Oh.
It comes in a 500-yard length. It's got a 16-pound breaking strength, and you can get it out of jdsbiggame.com.
JD has it. Okay.
And it's about $100 for 500 yards.
Are you a Tuna Club member?
I am not, but I saw this information online a while back, and he's the only supplier of threaded line in SoCal.
Wow.
There you go.
JD always has kind of the unique and often hard-to-find things like that. So, Ari, really appreciate the information. Thank you for letting us know.
Thanks a lot. Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
That's right. All right, how about next up we talk to Jim, who's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good to talk to you guys.
Jim.
Hey, Ricky, a couple of days before the boat show, I came in the shop. I talked to you about that 15-pound
fluorocarbon. You know, I went on that trip on the Aztec, and they were just avid about using black water. The 15-pound, the other 15-pound fluorocarbon, they were, I think, I'm not sure, I asked you to ask Greg on the Aztec, did you get a chance to talk to him about the problem they were having with that 15-pound fluorocarbon?
No, unfortunately not. Being that this is Fred Hall Show week, we did nothing this whole week but price and pack and sell stuff for the show. So
yeah,
I don't know what
so
a particular...
avid about using this black water. I mean, like his whole seminar, if you don't have it, go up to the tackle shop and get it right now. Apparently, the diameter is the difference just in that 15-pound test. Is that the situation there, or do you know?
Dale, any take on that?
Well, I mean, diameter is critical on anybody's. So, you know, some companies are on the fat side, some are on the thin side. So, you know, and I always tell everybody, just because the diameter says it on the label doesn't mean that's the diameter. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you know, we're very honest with our diameters. And Floor Premier 15 is more like the diameter 12-pound, and Blue Label's 15-pound diameter. So.
If I were that concerned... And I, you know, who knows what the reasoning behind the captain's reasoning is there. If I was that concerned about a particular 15-pound, I would use Tatsu. I mean, how do you beat Tatsu, right? And 15-pound?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, nothing's going to be stronger, nothing's going to be thinner.
Right.
And nothing's going to be more abrasion resistant.
Well, it gets back to diameter, though.
Yeah.
Diameter's real critical. The thinner diameter product, when you compare to... The thinner diameter is always going to have less abrasion resistant than the thicker.
But so is Tatsu going to be thinner than Premier?
It's probably pretty close to Premier.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. It's definitely going to be thinner than Blue Label.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. So many
choices.
Yeah, it is. How about next up we talk to Kenny, who's calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I just want to say all the kids had a blast at the show last Saturday.
That's rad.
It's so many great things for kids to do. Last Sunday, our engineer, Rick Cutler, great engineer for our live broadcast there. He brought his kid, and he caught his first trout at the show last
week. That's awesome.
That was really cool.
Hey, guys, I love rock fishing. Big fan of Eucanus jig and stuff. All my stuff has braid. Almost all of it has braid on it, and I'm religiously using the Blue Label for that. I know it's not necessary, but I still do it. But I still have an old Newell Narrow Yellowtail Special full of pink Andy. So I'm looking at the pink label now. That's kind of replicating that old pink Andy, isn't it?
That's the play on it, is for the true pink aficionados, we wanted to make the best pink fluorocarbon out there, and that's what Pink Label is all about.
I like it.
Yeah, I used it a lot in Panama.
Yeah, and caught a lot of big fish on it, and that it's strong.
Yeah, and you know the person that promotes it the best, which is cracks me up, is my dad.
Oh yeah,
no, he has the choice of fishing all of the Seaguar products, and he's been exclusively fishing the Pink Label this whole last year.
That's cool. That's
all right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Try it out; you'll love it. All right,
Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mike. Call us from Carlsbad. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Mike.
Mike in Carlsbad. Good morning, Mike.
I'm here.
Good morning, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, good. Sorry about that. Hey, you guys are talking about abrasion resistance. Is it between the three labels, is there one that's more abrasion resistant than the other?
I would always tell you, if you chose between Pink Label, Blue Label, and Floor Premier, Blue Label has the hardest resin. But it's going to be a little stiffer product, so you give something up by that. So, and diameter, you know, it's going to be a little bit bigger in diameter than Flora Premier or Pink. So, because of the harder resin and a little bit bigger diameter, you're probably going to find the Blue Label's the most abrasion resistant. But I love all the performances of Flora Premier. I mean, I love it. I love the way it handles, the way it ties knots, its strength. So if I'm ever in question about abrasion resistance, I just go up one line size on Premier. So I could fish 25-pound Premier because it has the same diameter as our 20-pound Blue Label.
There you go.
Okay, good, thanks.
And all the way up, whether you're fishing 130, go to 150.
Right, exactly.
If you're fishing 150 go to 200.
Right. I think we make like a 170.
A 170,
or 180,
really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
A tweener.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a bunch of Seaguar Premier, including that pink with two tickets to Fred Hall. And we're giving away that great pack of kicker jigs from Cedro's Tackle. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Be sure to stop by the Fastlane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. This is the spot to check out all the latest kayaks from Hobie, and even better, talk to the guys at Fastlane that know the product inside and out. This is also a great opportunity to sign up for Fishing Mission every Sunday in April and May. Take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome, too. It's easy to sign up online at FastlaneSailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Better yet, stop by the Fastlane Kayak booth at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show and see the new Hobie Mirage Drive kayak and get in on all the fun.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days, and we released two marlin, and we caught four Dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing, and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big Dorado, good billfish, and good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily. So it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have, a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the six-pack of kicker jigs, thanks to our buddies at Cedro's Tackle on Cedro's Island, is going to Dennis in San Diego, and then that awesome pack of Seaguar Fluorocarbon. And Dale, thanks so much for that, as well as the two tickets to the Del Mar Fred Hall Show is going to Mike in Valley Center. Guys, congratulations. You're going to love your goods.
You love all that good stuff. And I want to remind you, too, it was a hot item at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, and that was our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular Tournament, courtesy of George Weir Asphalt and Escondido, giving $1,000 cash for the largest tuna, wahoo, or Dorado caught in that tournament. And for some reason, people want to win $1,000, huh?
I can't catch a fish
in the East Cape.
I can't understand that.
Yeah. So if you want to sign up for that tournament, spots are going quickly. You can get all the information on our trips page, hookup1090.com. Just scroll down to the Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. I want to thank our good friends at George Weir Asphalt in Escondido. The only place you need to go for your asphalt needs is George Weir. So thanks to them for providing that $1,000 for one lucky winner there that catches a big fish. And Dale, thank you for all your support. Thanks to Seaguar and for making a phenomenal product. And we're very proud to represent the finest fluorocarbon there is.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy this this weekend every time I get to do the show here. Right. And you guys are awesome. And you know, it's fun when fishing's good and people are excited about going fishing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, we talked about it, and you've missed it in Long Beach. There will be deals through the dealers at Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing Tackle would be two of them, that you can take advantage of deals on Seaguar Fluor Premier as well as Pink Label. Right?
Yeah, Pink Label, Fluor Premier, and Threadlock.
And Threadlock.
Got it.
Yeah, very good. All right, thanks, Dale. Thanks for coming down. Thank you for listening today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning. Get hungry. We're going to be talking fish processing, tuna burgers, lots of great stuff with Sean and Rosie from Fisherman's Processing. Going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. Learn everything you want to know about taking good care of your fish, because exactly. That's what they do. They know exactly how to take great care of your fish. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090.